The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
The vastness of the universe intrigues us, even seems to invite us to venture out into space. Man has set foot on the moon, but will he ever get to the planet Mars? And will there be space wars? Who will control space? And what is our future in the universe? Will you ever step out into space? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asked, who will rule space? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. The Russian satellite Sputnik, launched in 1958, began the space race. The Russians led the world with record accomplishments. But the United States achieved its goal of placing human beings on the moon before the decade of the 70s began. Now, Russia, the United States, and other countries are cooperating on an international space station. Scientists and astronauts dream of rocketing to the planet Mars and beyond. Is it possible? Is this what God envisioned human beings to accomplish? Is it possible for human beings to conquer the vastness of space? Well, your Bible has some shocking surprises about your ultimate destiny and your place in the universe. You need to know your ultimate destiny and why you were born. You need to know what the Bible reveals about humanity's incredible potential. The birth of a baby brings joy to the family. But what is that baby's destiny and potential? Have you ever wondered what the purpose and meaning of life is all about? Why are we humans alive? What is our ultimate future? Oblivion? Cosmicide? That's certainly where mankind is headed, based on his history and his predictable human nature. But God has an awesome plan, more exciting and amazing than any science fiction story you've ever read. Only God's awesome purpose for us is not science fiction. And it answers the question, who will rule space? Let's understand, your Bible reveals a transcendent purpose in life. And it's directly related to our limitless universe. What is man and his purpose in life? Let's see the classic question that ancient King David asked in the book of Psalms. If you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 8 and verse 3. When David was a shepherd boy, he spent many months and years under the night sky, and he wondered about his place in the universe. David stood in awe of the starry heavens, and he also recognized the source of that universe as the Creator God. David wrote in Psalm 8 and verse 3, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." God is mindful, as David put it, of human beings. He cares for us. Why? Because he created us. And he created us for a great purpose. That purpose, believe it or not, is to have a personal relationship with God. That's a profound truth. Think about it. Turn in your Bible to Genesis, the first chapter. Genesis 1 and verse 26. Here God said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Human beings were created in God's likeness to have an eternal relationship with him. It's to be a loving relationship. But it's God who first demonstrated his love to us. All Christians are familiar with the precious verse, or the golden verse of the Bible, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God is love, and he's given the greatest gift you could receive. That's the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, to pay for your sins. Sin brings upon all of us the death penalty, as it states in Romans 6 and verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Our sin has earned us the death penalty, but God sent His Son to pay that penalty for you and me, so we can be reconciled to God, redeemed by God. Now we can walk in a new way of life and have a new relationship with our Creator. So God has created us in His own image, in His likeness. He wants to have a relationship with us. But our sin separated us from God, as it tells us in Isaiah 59 and verse 2. Your iniquities have separated you from your God. Now we've been reconciled to God through the death of His Son, through Christ's shed blood. We're no longer separated. We now have direct access to God through our Savior, Jesus Christ. God created the human family, and He wants you to be a part of His divine family. Notice this statement in Ephesians 3 and verse 14. Ephesians 3, verse 14. The Apostle Paul wrote, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Yes, God is the Father of a family, and He wants you to be a part of a creative family, a family that will experience activity and joy for all eternity. He wants you to enjoy the earth, the planets, the solar system, and the entire awesome universe, as we'll see later. True Christians are even now the begotten children of God. Notice this in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, starting in verse 1. "Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Beloved, now we are children of God." As God's children and as brothers and sisters in Christ, we're now preparing for the coming kingdom of God. Are you preparing for the soon coming kingdom of God? Remember, as we read in the first chapter of Genesis, that humans were given the responsibility of governing our environment. God said, "Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." That was back in Genesis 1, verse 26. Have we as humans been faithful stewards of our power, our dominion, and authority over the earth? All over the world, we polluted our air, our water, and our environment. We've misused our potential for good to invent weapons of mass destruction. And we've not conquered violence, terrorism, and abuses of all kinds. The great scientist Albert Einstein observed this about the nature of human beings. He commented, "It is easier to denature plutonium than to denature the evil spirit of man." How will we ever rule space as a human species if we don't cooperate, if we don't get along as a global community? One international project of cooperation is the International Space Station, or ISS. 16 nations are reported involved in the project. The first ISS phase began with Russia's launch of the control module Zarya on November 20, 1998. The Russians were scheduled to launch the service module in 1999, but that was delayed. Associated Press writer Marcia Dunn reported in March of 2000, quote, "NASA's space station warranty runs out this week, and the agency is no closer to finishing the project than it was when the first two pieces rocketed into orbit in 1998. After almost 500 days aloft, the International Space Station has no occupants, no experiments, no firm assembly plans. Instead, it's a barren two-roomer with bad batteries, noisy equipment, and poor ventilation," end of quote. The international management team planned to complete the ISS, or the International Space Station, sometime in the year 2004. But Russia's financial problems and other obstacles have caused delays. Will humans ever be able to conquer space? Not this way. The Creator God gave humans the gift of mind power with which to plan, design, and build. We've seen the development of amazing technologies, particularly in the 20th century. But human nature historically uses technologies not only for good, but also for evil. As I reported on a previous program, the 20th Century Weapons of Mass Destruction, NBC, that is, nuclear, biological, and chemical, are no longer the only destructive technologies. Now there's a new threat on the horizon. Along with the feared nuclear, biological, and chemical weapons of mass destruction, NBC, the new disciplines, genetics, nanotechnology, and robotics, GNR, these promise new horrors for the 21st century. Bill Joy is an early pioneer of the microcomputer age. He wrote a startling essay entitled, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. He warns us about the effects of these new GNR technologies. Quote, I think it is no exaggeration to say we are on the cusp of the further perfection of extreme evil, an evil whose possibility spreads well beyond that which weapons of mass destruction bequeathed to the nation states, onto a surprising and terrible empowerment of extreme individuals, end of quote. Will these technologies and the obsession of evil expand into the control for space? What's your prediction? There's no question that until the Creator God intervenes in the affairs of man, man's drive for evil will continue. Let's understand why. Romans 3, verse 17, And the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Will there be space wars? The United Nations has sponsored a treaty to guarantee peace in space. The Nation magazine's article, Waging War in Space, reported the following, quote, Outer space is the common heritage of human beings, declared Wang Xiaoyu, first secretary of China's mission to the UN. It should be used entirely for peaceful purposes and for the economic, scientific, and cultural development of all countries, as well as the well-being of mankind. It must not be weaponized and become another arena of the arms race. In November, 138 nations voted in the UN General Assembly to reaffirm the Outer Space Treaty and its provision that space, quote, shall be for peaceful purposes, end of quote. Only the United States and Israel abstained. Assistant Secretary of the Air Force for Space, Keith Hall, says, quote, Space dominance, we have it, we like it, and we're going to keep it, end of quote. Military weapons designers are planning space-based lasers and particle beam weapons that are nuclear-powered. The Nation magazine continues with this perspective of military control in space. Quote, In 1996, the Space Command's Commander-in-Chief, General Joseph Ashy put it bluntly, It's politically sensitive, but it's going to happen. We're going to fight in space, we're going to fight from space, and we're going to fight into space. That's why the U.S. development programs in directed energy hit-to-kill mechanisms, and we'll expand into these two missions, space control and space force application, military jargon for control of Earth from space. Because they will become increasingly important, we will engage terrestrial targets someday, ships, airplanes, land targets from space. We will engage targets in space from space. End of quote. My friends, the history of the world should teach us, as I've emphasized before, one of the most profound lessons of all. The greatest lesson all nations and peoples must learn is this. Human governments and institutions apart from the government of God and the way of God will only bring upon us total destruction, total cosmicide. As Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 21, For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. The good news is God will intervene and save planet Earth from cosmicide. Jesus Christ will come back to judge the nations in that dramatic day of the Lord and the climactic battle of Armageddon. He'll need to do that to save humanity from total extinction. My friends, God loves all human beings, and He wants you to have a loving relationship with Him. As we'll see later, that relationship will lead to our ruling outer space, to our inheriting the universe. That's a reality that few understand. But you can understand it, and you can be a part of that fantastic ultimate future. You can know why you're alive. You can know your meaning and purpose in life. At this time, I'd like to offer you our free audio tape entitled, Why Were You Born? Billions of humans have lived and died and never knew why they drew breath. They never knew their purpose in life. The Bible reveals our incredible human potential. In this free audio tape, Dr. Meredith reveals from the Bible our exciting hope for the future and the awesome part we'll play in our expanding universe. This hour-long audio tape entitled, Why Were You Born? Will expand your thinking and your knowledge. You'll have the opportunity to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Call or write today for your free audio tape, Why Were You Born?
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. You will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Now let's continue with our topic, Who Will Rule Space? On the first part of our program, we saw the desire of humans to venture out into space. Even though we're tiny and infinitesimal by comparison, we feel a part of the vast universe. We saw that God created humans in His own image to learn responsible stewardship and to learn rulership over the earth. And as we'll see later, if we've learned the lessons of godly character and conversion, we will have opportunities unimagined. In March 2000, the movie Mission to Mars was number one in popularity in the United States. According to a Zogby America poll, about 38% of Americans would like, quote, to make a mad dash to Mars if given the opportunity to visit any of the planets, end of quote. Another Zogby America poll revealed that about 59% of American adults believe man will land on Mars within the next 25 years. Only 24% said that man would never travel to Mars. NASA's long-term plan for travel to Mars includes an 18-month exploration on the planet by an astronaut crew. Travel from Earth to Mars would take about 4 to 6 months. You can learn more about this manned Mars expedition on the NASA website. One private internet website is advertising a 5-week manned mission to Mars in July of the year 2018. Ticket price is a mere $2 million. Do we understand our limitations? Do we really think that we, as air-breathing, food-eating, water-drinking creatures, can conquer space? While Mars may be within reach at the cost of billions of dollars, how close is our nearest star? Our closest star is Proxima Centauri. Sometimes it's Alpha Centauri. But it's 4.2 light years away. In other words, if you were to travel at the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second, it would take over 4 years. As a National Geographic magazine article brings out, the space probe Voyager 1 is now traveling out into space at the speed of 38,700 miles per hour. Do you know how long it will take for Voyager 1 to travel the distance of Proxima Centauri, 4.2 light years away? The answer is 70,000 years. We'll never rule space unless we can break through the human limitations of time and space. But there's hope for the future. Remember the question King David asked in Psalm 8? He asked in Psalm 8 and verse 3, When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Let's see what the answer was. For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O eternal our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Why did God give human beings such dominion and authority over the creation? The answer may be astounding to you, And you may not want to believe it. The answer is in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2. Turn back to Hebrews, the second chapter. God is allowing us the opportunity to train for greater authority and stewardship in the future. God has an awesome plan for all humanity. Believe it or not, He wants to share the universe with you. The author of the book of Hebrews quotes David's psalm in Hebrews 2 and verse 7. You have made Him a little lower than the angels. You have crowned Him with glory and honor and set Him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under His feet. Now notice, the quote from the book of Psalms ends, and the author of Hebrews, under inspiration of God, makes this comment, verse 8, Hebrews 2, verse 8. For in that He put all in subjection under Him, He left nothing that is not put under Him. It appears that nothing in the universe is excluded from man's dominion or rulership. Listen to the rest of the verse, verse 8. But now we do not yet see all things put under Him. The Greek words for all in this verse is ta panta, which literally means the all. As the Greek lexicons explain in the absolute sense, ta panta means the universe. God wants to give to you, along with millions and billions of others, dominion not only over the earth, but He wants to share with you the universe. But we can only do that when we inherit eternal life, only when we become God's immortal children. It states in Hebrews 2 and verse 10 that the Savior, Jesus Christ, is to bring many sons to glory. And in Romans 8:29, it states that Jesus is the firstborn of many brethren. In fact, as God's children, we're heirs of God. What will we inherit? As a part of God's family, we have certain privileges and promises. Romans, the 8th chapter, introduces us to the fact that we have a great inheritance promised us. Romans 8 and verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption or sonship, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Here again is that personal relationship. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, listen to this, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. We have an awesome privilege of being heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What will we inherit? The list is impressive. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus made a statement that's known all over the world. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Our inheritance includes planet earth. The patriarch Abraham is called the heir of the world in Romans 4, verse 13. And remember the promise in Revelation 2:26 that overcomers will be ruling over nations. The parable of the talents in Luke 19 reveals that faithful Christians will also be ruling over cities in the coming kingdom. Yes, the meek shall inherit the earth. What else will Christians inherit? Matthew, the 25th chapter, Matthew 25, describes Christ coming back to the earth in His glory. All the nations are gathered before Him as He sits in judgment. But this is what He says to His faithful servants, Matthew 25 and verse 34. Then the King will say to those on His right hand, Come, you blessed of My Father, inherit what? Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Some religious people believe that Christians have already inherited the kingdom. Is that true? Turn again to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, and verse 50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Our ultimate inheritance is revealed in Revelation 21 and verse 7. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. As incredible as it seems, God is willing to give us all things, even the entire universe. Who will rule space? Actually, the Creator God already owns the entire universe, and He'll give it to His children as an inheritance. You can be one of those future inheritors of the universe. As an immortalized child of God, you will rule space, as a part of God's royal family for all eternity. Imagine being able to travel about the universe instantaneously. One galaxy will be as close to you as another. God, as the creator of the heavens, wants to share all of the creation with you. Before we ultimately venture out into the universe, however, we have an historic mission to perform here on earth. Bible prophecy reveals the saints, the immortalized Christians, will need to educate billions of people to God's way of life, the way taught by Jesus Christ of Nazareth. During the real millennium in the kingdom of God yet to come, we'll be kings and priests, as it tells us in Revelation 5 and verse 10, ruling on this earth, ruling under the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. We'll help millions and billions of humans into the kingdom of God, into God's family. You'll hear more about that wonderful world to come, tomorrow's world, on next week's program by Dr. Meredith. You won't want to miss it. To help you in your study of our awesome future, I'd like to offer you our free audio tape, Why Were You Born? Billions of humans have never known their purpose in life. The Bible reveals our almost unbelievable, incredible potential. In this hour-long audio tape, Dr. Meredith reveals from the Bible the awesome part we'll play in our expanding universe. This free audio tape, entitled Why Were You Born?, will expand your thinking and your knowledge. You'll have the opportunity to study on your own time and at your own convenience. Just pick up the telephone right now and request your free copy. Call or write today for your free audio tape, Why Were You Born?
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. No cost, no obligation to you. Call today.
Next week, Dr. Meredith will continue this series on our incredible future in tomorrow's world. You need to know your awesome potential and how you can be prepared. Join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
The informative audio cassette offered on this program is yours absolutely free if you call 1-800-934-5579 or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. Be sure to visit our webpage at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program was produced by the Living Church of God.